practicing spiritual breathing. Your breath is much more than just the simple movement of oxygen in and out of your lungs. Your breath is a vehicle for not only the physical oxygen that's necessary for your body functions, but subtle energies as well. The air has its own aura or energy field. Sometimes you can even see these tiny scintillating particles of light filling the air around you. Please don't tell me I'm the only one who sees them. Indian scriptures use the word prana to describe this life force, and their word for breath exercises that increase your life force is pranayama. You've probably noticed that your state of mind affects the way you breathe. For example, when you're agitated, your breath tends to get shallow and fast. When you're feeling happy and peaceful, your breath becomes slower and deeper. Just as your state of mind affects the way you breathe, so also the way you breathe affects your state of mind. Because your breath mirrors your mental state, you can create an intentional feedback loop where you guide your breath to become calm and slow, little by little. Calming your breath also calms the thoughts in your mind. As the agitation of your mind begins to subside, your breath naturally becomes even calmer, thereby making your mind even quieter. Breathing slowly and deeply can lead you into more peaceful spaces within your mind, heart, and soul. Consider. Slow, deep breathing can also help you to fall asleep at night. Hazrat Inayat Khan said, "The soul is the divine breath. It purifies, revivifies, and heals the instrument through which it functions." Spirituality in action. Here's a way to experience healing life force energy through breath control. Sit quietly in a meditative space, allowing each breath to get longer and longer, deeper and deeper. Slowly increase the length of each inhalation, as well as the pause at the peak of your inhalation, while holding the air in. Let the air out slowly with each exhalation, pausing again at the end of each exhalation, as the air is retained outside. You may have an easier time doing this exercise while counting mentally. You can begin by breathing in to the count of three, retaining the breath for a count of three, releasing the air to the count of three, and resting on the point of exhalation to the count of three. After the count of three is comfortable, you can add a number and do the same cycle to the count of four. Continue to add numbers to your breath rounds until the point where it would become uncomfortable. If you feel a need to take some ordinary breaths here and there before continuing on, that's fine. Trust your inner guidance. Be careful. Breath exercises should give a bit of challenge, but no discomfort. Be careful not to force the breath while gently guiding your breaths to become longer and deeper. Breathe in, one, two, three. Hold, one, two, three. Breathe out, one, two, three. Hold, one, two, three. Various teachers give different suggested ratios of breath inhalation, retention, release, and rest, where your count for inhalation is different from retention or exhalation. As someone who likes to do my practices with minimal bookkeeping, I suggest starting with this simple straight-across count. Then you can research other ratios, or again, let your soul guide you. The important elements in this practice are your focus on the breath and unconsciously expanding and softening your capacity to receive and release air and life force through your breath. Breathe in and feel that you're breathing in light and filling your body with that light. Breathe out and shine that light into the world.